HKX Mobile.
HKX, KI4 DOS Mobile.
What you out doing this afternoon? Picking up dinner for you, enjoy?
Tuesday night, we normally eat out on Thursday. Weezer. I guess old Chad's about wore out.
He's been sending me videos today of the trouble he's been getting into.
He's been sending them to everybody. I sent him a text back when they showed me the picture with his white socks. I told him Anna was going to kill him.
He's going to have a few knots on his head anyway.
At that, you headed home?
Yes, sir, I'm heading home. I'm crossing the... going under the bridge where 11 crosses 25 right now.
You headed up the hill. That's a good thing.
In the morning, I get to start real early and make a trip to Lawrence.
Oh, Lord, what do you got to go to Lawrence for?
I head down to the Michelin test track down there.
Down there, that's a fun place to go. I had a lot of fun down there when I was hauling BMWs.
I go in there to the garage and that's it. I don't go anywhere else. I haven't been invited and hadn't really asked to see anything else. Because they're kind of, I don't know, you know how corporations are about stuff anymore.
About down there, I got to have some fun down there, but I was hauling cars. I carried the Z3 when they were first making it. Got to go down there and play around a little bit. Got to meet some of the guys. Had a lot of fun. I'm fixing to pull up to the window over here where I've ordered this food. I'm going to probably be against the building, won't be able to get back out. So you have a safe trip on home. Good talking with you this afternoon. 73 there, young man. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
73 again. And give me a shout when you get on the other side. I'll be around for a little bit. KO4HKX. I'll be on the side monitoring.
KX, KI4DOS Mobile.
4HKX, I'm still here, Gary.
Got the food and got the groceries. I'm headed to the house now. Take me about 10, 15 minutes to get there. You gonna play antennas this weekend?
This weekend, the wife has already made plans for me to work around the house outside, so she let me have the fun last week with the antenna, so I got to take care of that stuff, too.
On that, Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Got to keep them ladies happy. I'm going to clean out, go out to work out in the barn a little bit tomorrow and dig around. I think I've got some control cable. I don't know how much I've got. If I've got any, but if I've got some, I'll shoot you a text or something, let you know I got it.
Dad, I've got about a 100-foot run, so the instructions say you need to be at least 18 gauge for those two power wires.
It's at least 18. I mean, it's this control wire cable. That's what. Things call for. So if I got it, I'll shoot you a text or something. I'll call you and let you know. That way you won't have to buy none.
But we're going to probably do that, not this weekend, but next weekend if the weather holds out.
Sounds good. At least you'll have it on hand if I've got it. Like I said, I think I've got some, but I don't know how much, if I've got any. I bought too much when I got the control wire for mine, so I had some extra, and I think it's still out there. I don't think I've given it to anybody else.
Thank you for it.
That's Larry. If I got it, you're welcome to it, because I ain't going to use no more. I got mine up there, and it seems to be working fine. I was trying to call the net last night, and I'd had the beams turned east instead of north, and Chad said my signal was way down in the mud, and I had to turn the beams around so I could call the net.
I I was listening. I heard him say that. How did I sound last night when I checked in? That vertical, it's up there working, so. I don't know what my intermittent interference is. I still got to figure out how to find it and figure out what it is.
Several different things. I've been talking to Chad about it. If it's a power line, we'll just take an AM transistor type radio and walk around and around the power lines and where the transformers and that thing sort of thing is. And if it's the power lines, we'll be able to hear it real quick. If it's something else, may have to scratch our heads a little bit. Ask him if you had grounded the antenna and the rotator, the mast that y'all put up. He said no, and I said, well, that could be part of it. Might just put a ground on that, and it solved the whole problem. But these things that are intermittent that just come on every once in a while, it could be anything.
It was on my to-do list. I had the ground rod there. It took longer to get it up and where it's at than what I was anticipating.
And that, you don't ever know how long it's going to take when you get started on some antenna projects. I went out today and part of my super loop was up in a tree, and I let one side down and got it out of the tree. And it's bare wire, though. It's insulated, so I had to get it out of the tree. I couldn't even tune it with it being in the tree.
It's touching that wood there, and it's going right back to ground.
They do strange things like that every once in a while, but the main thing is I got it fixed, and it took me more than 5 minutes to do it. Like I said, it was in a tree. I had to drop it down and jerk it out of the tree, and then I had to pull it back up, tie it back off, and as I pulled it back up, it got hung in a different spot on the tree. That always makes for fun.
That, and I'm going to put some guys on that mast and see if I get the rest of them poles in there so I can get up just a little bit higher and extend the bracing for the main pole, support pole, up another 8 feet, so we'll be a little better off. Just got a little bit of work to do to fine-tune things.
It's hard fine-tuning it. It's just letting it down and pulling it back up is going to be hard, of course. But you already know about that and what it's going to take to get that done.
Actually, that was the easy part with the winch. Just push the button. That's all you got to do.
To my wife and told her, I said, I wished I'd put an electric winch on my tower instead of that hand winch. And she said, well, she said, go to the store and get you one. So I may change mine out.
The winch I'm using up at a yard sale for like $20. That's all I got in it. I've had it for a couple of years and never had a real use for it until now.
That's $20 well spent. I bought that hand winch. It's I don't know what it's rated at. I don't remember. It's over 1,500 pounds, but it's gear ratioed, and it's automatic stop whether it's going up or down, and that sort of thing, which is really nice. But I could have bought an electric winch cheaper than I bought that hand winch. And right now I'm kind of whipping myself a little bit because I didn't go to electric winch to start with.
Say, hindsight's always 20/20.
That's true.
Work to do. I'm excited to see how it does. Now I know stuff to the north of me. It's just a huge difference in received signal. Mount Mitchell is now a 20/9, so I have to tune it down a little bit.
Hey, Peter up there, no doubt about that. I don't know what kind of signal strength I've got on them, but I hadn't really looked at it. Don't look at that often unless I'm on HF. I don't know why. But got some more guys interested in Simplex, and they're going to get in touch with Chad, and Chad was saying that they're going to do that again sometime in June, I think he said, and may have a couple more people jump in there on Simplex.
I'm excited about that. I want to get to working, and that was the push to do better on the antenna for me, so I'm enjoying that part of it.
OS Mobile, in case anybody cares. Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, they some of the folks out there, all they do is talk through the repeaters, you know, they don't ever talk on Simplex. And once they do, they're kind of amazed at how far the radios get out on Simplex. Well, if you think about it, HF is Simplex all the time. And look how far you can talk with it. Now, we're talking sideband versus FM, but still, you know, signals can go a long ways. And, of course, with the leaves coming out and everything getting ready to go green, it's going to change things a lot, too.
Let me ask you a question. That beam, can I do the 2-meter sideband with it?
The reason I got mine mounted horizontal, so I can do 2-meter sideband. I've talked to Virginia on 2-meter sideband.
Well, I just found the end of this new antenna in the black hole, so someone maybe said they didn't get into that. I'll give you a call later or something. Mail, board, and text, and I'll be good to talk to you.
Well, you're starting to pick a fence on me. I think you said you was up there getting close to the black hole. You be safe on to the house. I'll be listening for you on the net in just a little while. 7-3 there, young man. And I'll let you know one way or the other if I find that control cable. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
Good, TY Mobile.
DTY, N4ZLK. I believe it's Daniel, is that correct?
Come on, Miguel.
I've heard you talking several times. I don't believe we've ever spoken, though. So it was very nice to meet you tonight.
Very nice to meet you. I think you usually talk to Patrick a lot, right?
I don't know if it's a lot, but I do talk to him. I listen a lot more than I talk.
I can't remember if you're the... Do you have like a FedEx or UPS truck?
UPS truck, that is correct.
Just like a semi or an actual box truck?
Semi now. I did the box truck for about 20 years. I couldn't have a radio in there in those, but this gives me a lot more freedom.
A friend of mine drives the UPS truck. His name is Brad Eisenhower. Have you ever heard of him?
I don't know if I'd admit that he was your friend.
Tell me about it. I haven't talked to him in probably a year or so. He used to be my UPS driver where I worked, and back in 2000, I don't even remember when it was. I worked for this recording studio over on White Horse Road, and he was my UPS guy, and so we got to know each other pretty close.
Hi. He was actually going to come in. He thought about doing what I'm doing. I think he had signed the list and maybe even gone to the school. I can't remember, but changed his mind. But yeah, I've known him for a long time. Now, we're on that recording studio. Was that right near Blue Ridge Drive there, 253?
That used to be called Mark 5 before the 10, or before that.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble understanding. You're usually really clear, and for some reason it's muffled and tinny sounding. I don't know if you're on a different radio, but I'm having a little trouble understanding.
my son's car, and I'm put a little HT with a magnet on top, and I'm just trying out this to see if it actually works. So that may be the that is probably the problem. So I apologize.
I just want to let you know that your signal is great, repeater-wise, but your audio is definitely like not like what you normally are. But I think you said Mark 5 Studio, was that what it was?
White Horse Road, it used to be Mark 5 Studios, and then it turned into a duplication house called Professional Duplications. It has shut down, and now it's going back to a recording studio, a full-time recording studio again, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, it's over there near 253, or is it it's near 123.
I was thinking of another place. He might not. I didn't know for sure if he had a recording studio, but he did a lot of sound work, whether that was installation of sound equipment or what. I wasn't sure, but he was right across, almost right across from the QT there near 253. But I know where you're talking about now.
Right there, and Brad was my UPS guy, and I've known him, or I knew him since, I think it was, 2006, I think.
To mention him next time, I mention you the next time I see him. With what I'm doing, I can kind of come and go, you know, running the package car, we'd all have a start time, we'd all meet up and have a, you know, meeting in the morning and everybody see each other, and I can kind of just slip in and out without being noticed. So I don't see all the guys all the time, but I'll look for them and I'll mention it next time I see them.
You have to tell him that Daniel, he'll know me as Yop, Y-O-P-P. But yeah, he always used to call me Yop. But I've harassed him all the time. He was always good for it. But he seemed like a good guy. Like I said, I pretty much saw him every day, you know, 5 days a week when I used to work there.
I wouldn't think about running those package car routes. Once we took the route, we'd be on it for at least a year before we either could, you know, take it again or get bumped by somebody else. And I'd spend, you know, 2, 3, 4 years on the same route. You get to know people really well. You see them every single day, and you pretty much know their whole life story. Kind of like ham radio, N4ZLK.
Wow, yeah, that was crazy. He actually, another guy kept running his ride. He kept saying no, he wanted to keep it. So, which I was glad. Now, he eventually did, I think he ended up having to take another route or something, which I didn't enjoy too much. But the new guy was fine. But that's pretty crazy that we have that connection. So, that's pretty cool.
Know a lot of them. Well, we've hired a bunch of new people in the last 5 years, probably 5-10 years. Well, not even 10 years. And there's so many new young guys now. I don't know a lot of them like I used to. I used to know everybody. Knew what route they had, what area of town they were in. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, where he's at now, what areas he services. I try to keep up with him on Facebook a little bit, but we haven't actually got to talk. We haven't talked in a while. He was always hard to get a hold of once I left.
Send you to him. Anyway, nice to talk to you tonight. I'm about back at my building and need to navigate a couple of lights and turns and stuff, so I'll go ahead and sign with you. Hope you have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Thank you, Shane, and I'm glad we got to connect. Definitely have to hit you up next time I hear you on the radio, but this is KI4DTY, and I'll be clear in 73, sir.
N4ZLK.